This is a survey that we did with 200 men in the Chicago area in regards to nutrition. Unfortunately, Aaron Pearson, who is the nutritionist on this particular project, was unable to attend. So myself, along with our social worker, is going to try to translate a lot of this information. The nutrition, brothers must eat to live and not live to eat. First thing is the problem. I want to go about trying to identify the problem. The problem in the African-American community, of course, is the increase in obesity among black men and the direct link of diabetes and hypertension. And health messages are not gender or culturally specific to black men. These are some of the things that we were trying to find out from the brothers in the Chicago area. The methods that we use is we surveyed over 200 men, collected 200 surveys, utilizing the community as well as barbershops and throughout the community to gather this information. And we also conducted focus groups of 50 black men, 5 focus groups of 10 men per focus group. In the focus group, we were trying to gain the knowledge, attitudes, and belief of black African-American men in regards to nutrition and exercise. All right, the participants, again, what we were trying to describe and get, it was getting the knowledge, attitudes, and belief from the brothers in regards to nutritional messages that were given to them in regards to different social medias and things that they were finding out in the community. How were they getting these particular messages, how they were finding out about information about health and nutrition. The participants also, we wanted to, again, get their knowledge, attitudes, and belief, again, on exercising as well. Some of the things that we wanted to identify out of that particular survey was, and focus group was, one, the barriers that were stopping brothers from getting information, as well as the exercising. Things that came out of that was, of course, money. Money is always a problem. And then food deserts in particular communities. We surveyed brothers on the south side, all the way from particular zip codes in Hyde Park all the way to the south suburbs of Chicago. Education was a main thing that came up in the survey as well, and then another barrier was race, class, and gender, and transportation, and how do you get out and to get to these particular places for foods. One of the questions that we asked, do you think African-American men have less interest in healthy eating than the population as a whole? 63% of these men responded back in saying yes, they do believe that the information, or rather that their interest in eating, is different than the population in a whole. Again, we use marketing agencies, often use popular artists to promote specific products, brands for cars, clothes, and beverages. Do you think these types of advertisement influence what people buy? Again, we were asking the men in regards to influence and what make them to go buy particular products. Do you feel that a celebrity or someone notable would make you go buy a particular product, opposed to myself telling you to go out and eat healthy? And of course, 89% of these men, well, I don't want to say of course, but what we found out of this study was 89% of these men said yes, that they would like to get that information from a celebrity, opposed to myself, Steve Hughes. A question that was also asked, how often do you cook at home? This is probably not new to the ladies in the audience, but of course for the men, we said that between 2 to 3 times a month. 20% of the men responded back in that, 12% once a week, 2 to 3%, 20% said that 2 to 3 times a week that they'll cook for themselves. The fourth question was 35% of the men said that they would cook 4 times a week. And then at the bottom, as you see, 13% of us don't do nothing. All right? So I'm going to step off now.
So another question that we asked the man is, you know, what do men consider to be a meal? And one of the quotes from the focus group is, a meal is anything I can find in my house to eat. You know? So whether it be a hot dog, bologna sandwich, whatever they can find. Yeah. Another quote is, sometimes I walk in a store and see an item that is not healthy, but costs the same as the healthy item. and I choose the unhealthy item just because it tastes better or that's because I want it more. I feel sometimes it's mental, since we are all grown men. Being honest, we want what tastes better. And sometimes true, sometimes it is mental, you know. Sometimes we may see a bottle of water that costs a dollar, but we see some knee highs, some grape pop, you know. I'm sorry, I'm from Chicago, so knee highs.
It's all right.
You know. Another question we ask the man is, how often do you eat food from chain fast food restaurants? You know, 16% said 2 to 3 times a month. You know, 84% said 2 to 4 times a week. You know. We also asked them, how often do you eat food from local fast food restaurants? Chicken Shacks, Leon's, Baba's. 2 to 3 months was 25%. 35% said once a month. 19% said once a week, while 8% said 2 to 3 times a week. And 4% was 4 times a week was 4%. So what we find out that, Steve said previously, the marketing, you know, has a lot to do with it, as well as the jobs, the economies. You know, if I'm rushing home from a 9 to 5, you know, at McDonald's, I can get 4 cheeseburgers, you know, to feed my family for $4, you know, then that's kind of, you know, financially stable for a lot of these brothers. Another question we asked was, how knowledgeable are you about your body mass index? You know, most of the brothers didn't even know what body mass index is, you know. And a couple were knowledgeable about it, but the ones that were knowledgeable also mentioned that they had a primary care physician, you know, they made regular doctor's appointments, so they had someone in their ear keeping them in tune with it. To kind of sum it all up, black men are not eating healthy due to cost of food and location. The communities are not safe. Black men do not understand body mass index, cannot read nutrition labels. Black men need to be educated on what is healthy eating. Black men cannot afford gym memberships and other public health issues. One thing I want to point out is, especially about the education we talked about, a lot of people who do nutrition programs talk about, you know, food deserts, eating fresh fruit and fresh vegetables. But as a man, even using myself as an example, my wife grocery shop. So if you ask me to go get, you know, a cantaloupe or bananas, how do you even pick fresh fruit? How do we know what fresh fruit is? What we want to do is train men on how to read the nutrition labels, as well as understanding their body mass index, develop alternative ways to exercise and get physical activity. So due to the economy, we know how it is. So brothers can't afford gym memberships. But one thing we want to develop at Project Brotherhood is show them different ways they can exercise and get physical activities. So lifting crates, lifting milk jugs, just being able to move around. We want to plant community gardens and also encourage healthy eating. So we have a lot of brothers that come to our social support groups. We try and feed them. So instead of giving them pizza or something greasy, we try and, you know, give them a Subway sandwich, help them out a little bit. Of course, it's turkey. It's all turkey, bro. But also, we have a weekly radio show where we discuss public health issues. We discuss a lot of issues, but we also try and tie them back to health, you know, a lot of times. Every Sunday, 8:30, 9:30, we're in Chicago, so it's Central Standard Time, 106.3. But you can also check out our website at projectbrotherhood.net, as well as listen to the live stream that's there. And thank you.
We'll take 3 quick questions.
No, they were not all married. So it was a single. It was a mix of single as well as married men. The average age was about 40 years old.
Did you see any differences?
Yeah, you did. A lot of the married man kind of dealt with the fruit issue, because a lot of the times the woman did the grocery shopping, you know, a lot of the single guys, they were able to pick out the fruit, but those were also the guys that were like, you know, whatever I find in my refrigerator is what I'm going to eat. You know, a lot of times the married guys talked about, you know, having a system, you know, their wife prepare meals. A lot of them had kids, so if they had, you know, whatever system, they might have to prepare a meal for the kids.
So then it would be healthier.
Right, then it would be healthier because they have to prepare for more people.
Well, then, did you include men that were dating? I mean, like, that may have had, like, the girlfriend aspect, not necessarily the wife, but still, even those that may have lived at home with their... Some of them that's still living home with their moms or, you know, something like that, because that makes a difference in what you eat and how you eat. Because if you got grandma or big mama at home that's cooking, you're going to get a meal.
And the good point about that is a lot of guys mentioned, a lot of guys were also in school and in between jobs, so they were always on the go, so picking up a snack was easier than going home and, excuse me, and sitting down actually you know, having time to eat. So they were in between, so they said they'd rather grab a double cheeseburger, a gyro with fries, than actually go home and have time to sit down and eat.
And I also want to add on to that is that we asked those men a lot of questions, over 50 questions in regard to nutrition. One of the most important things that we noticed was, again, that men were eating more locally than they were eating from global food chains. So, for instance, it's cheaper for me to go to my local Harold's Chicken Shack or something like that, opposed to going to the McDonald's or whatever. So economically, we're trying to still massage a lot of this stuff to find out exactly where you're getting this information from and how are you choosing these particular food groups that you're doing. Because at the Harold's Chicken Shack, you know, my options are probably, as far as like side orders, are probably French fries and maybe the watered-down coleslaw. Well, yeah. Okay. You got the water down coleslaw. Now, right. Well, see, in Chicago, we don't.
Right.
And you see that. And again, those are things that we're still trying to pull this information out because it's a lot of telltale in there.
What? One last question in the back one.
Yeah. I want to also interject that. We actually encourage them, meaning we only get to see them one day. So we try to impose upon them really good habits. So to you all, it might seem like a turkey sandwich. Some of those people, that's their meal for the day when they come to us for Project Brotherhood. They get that one stabilized meal per week from us. And we get a chance to encourage them through the Qigong and the meditation and other practices that we provide. We encourage them to have a connection with their body, but also to associate their physicality with their health. So I just want to.
We'll take again the question.
I was going to say, and talk about next steps, if there's any consideration of integrating, if you know that they're going to go to those places, where some of the healthier, not that it's a healthy